Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight we come on the air with breaking news. What we are just learning, new details about the victims of today's mass shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville. Three adults who worked at the school and three kids, all just 9 years old, killed. Here are tonight's headlines. Terror in Tennessee. Young kids from preschool to sixth grade evacuated during the chaos. What we're learning tonight about the shooter, a 28-year-old woman and former student.
There were maps drawn of the school in detail. Entry was gained through shooting through one of the doors.
The devastation in the South from a powerful EF4 tornado. An entire town flattened. Tonight, the cleanup.
On the highway, it was like nothing was here.
Philadelphia officials say that the city's drinking water is safe for now after a chemical spill in the Delaware River.
Safety concerns prompted a rush of people at stores this weekend picking up bottled water.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators poured into the streets of Israeli cities last night after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister.
Deadly explosion at a chocolate factory.
All of the people missing are now accounted for. Seven people were killed in that blast.
They're going 100 miles an hour. I'm going to as well.
And in honor of Women's History Month, meet the woman breaking barriers as the first black female to lead an NFL team.
You don't have to look a certain way or come from a certain background or pedigree in order to have a seat at the table.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. A targeted attack in Tennessee, a scene that has become all too common in America, a mass shooting, this time at a private Christian grade school in Nashville. We've just learned more about the six victims, the three children, all 9 years old, the three adults in their 60s. One of them, Catherine Kuntz, was the head of the school. The other adults, a substitute teacher and a custodian. Well, tonight, police have identified the shooter as a 28-year-old woman who previously attended the school and left behind a manifesto. Police confronted and quickly killed the shooter. These pictures of young kids holding hands to evacuate the school are reminiscent of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School 10 years ago. And this heartbreaking photo, a young girl terrified on a bus on her way to be reunited with her family at a nearby church. Our local affiliate, WTVF, says those kids arrived to their parents singing. It's all a chilling reminder about the leading cause of death for America's children, guns. For decades, it was car accidents that were the main cause. Well, not anymore. Since 2020, firearms overtook crashes as the number one cause of death for kids. Police said the shooter was heavily armed, prepared to do even more harm. Well, today, President Biden renewed his call on Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons. CBS's Janet Chamlian is going to start us off tonight from Nashville. Good evening, Janet.
Nora, good evening to you. Police today said based on evidence they've gathered, this appears to be a targeted and well-planned attack. And the police chief is now saying they know the motive, but are not yet ready to release it to the public. This latest school shooting has shattered yet another community in America. Tonight, the heartbreak belongs to Nashville.
And they're actually hearing gunfire.
Moments of terror this morning at the Covenant School, a Christian elementary in Nashville for students preschool through sixth grade.
Multiple victims down inside the school.
Within minutes, Nashville police, SWAT teams, and the FBI swarmed the school, finding three students and three adults dead. On the second floor, authorities say they confronted a woman, a 28-year-old former student, armed with two assault-style rifles and a handgun.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers.
The six victims are identified as Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney, all aged 9 years old. Also killed, school custodian Mike Hill, the head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, and Cynthia Peak, a substitute teacher. Police today revealing the shooter identifies as transgender.
There were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance, entry points, etc. We know and believe that entry was gained through shooting through one of the doors.
Terrified parents rushed to the school as their children were escorted out by police. Shondell Brooks said she got a call that her son's school was on lockdown.
I felt like my nerves left me. No parent should have to receive that call. No parent should have to go through anything like that.
Just happy to be reunited with them and so sad for the families that were affected.
President Biden, talking about the shootings, again urged Congress to pass an assault weapons ban.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
The shooter left behind a manifesto, and authorities are now looking through it. The police chief late today said that the shooter initially thought about attacking a different school, but then decided on this one. Nora?
Janet Chamlian, thank you so much. Let's turn now to those devastating storms that slammed the South over the weekend. At least 22 people were killed after tornadoes touched down in Mississippi and Alabama. These before and after photos from the small town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, show the enormous power as the twister destroyed everything in its path. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there tonight.
The deadly storms dropped golf ball-sized hail and brought tornadoes that left a path of destruction from Mississippi to Georgia. This church was demolished, but the pastor says their spirit isn't broken.
God's got a purpose. God's got a plan.
One person was killed in Alabama. The storm pounded the town of Florence, toppling trees and damaging houses. While in Mississippi, residents have been cleaning up for 4 days after a powerful EF4 tornado tore through Rolling Fork Friday night. Tracy Harding and seven other people took cover in her restaurant's cooler seconds before the tornado struck.
It was chaos. Everything was flattened, and you just hear screaming of this one's name and that one's name, and these are people you know, and you know they were home, and you don't know where they are.
The weekend tornado was the most powerful in Mississippi in 3 years. It left a 59-mile-long path of destruction through multiple counties and was on the ground for over an hour.
You had Miss Lynn's house.
32-year-old Jeremy Grayson still remembers where his neighbors lived, even though most of the homes here were obliterated.
You grew up here?
Yeah, at the hospital to here.
His home is now just a pile of rubble. Grayson mentioned, with a poverty rate in this county high, nearly three times the national average, he fears that a neglected corner of the country will be forgotten.
Are you worried that the state and other people are going to forget about you here and you're not going to be able to rebuild?
Yeah, that's why we want you guys out here. That's why we're out here.
3 shelters are open for anyone who needs a place to stay. President Biden issued an emergency declaration, which should help free up money so they can rebuild homes like the ones behind me and businesses. But it'll take months, maybe even years, before they fully recover. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, who's been there all weekend for us, thank you so much. Turning now overseas, political turmoil is engulfing the nation of Israel tonight with conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing a delay in his plan to overhaul the country's legal system. CBS's Imtiaz Taib reports from Tel Aviv.
The general strike that shut down much of Israel has been called off tonight. The nationwide protests that reached a crescendo in the last 24 hours are set to continue, even after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised to press pause on the bitterly contested judicial overhaul.
I will continue protesting until these reforms are completely dropped, because this isn't a set of reforms. This is a coup.
But far-right counter-protesters called to the streets today by Netanyahu are also defiant. I'm in favor of the reform, this man says, because I want equality for people like me and not have arrogant people above us. If passed, the judicial reforms would allow a simple majority of lawmakers to override almost any Supreme Court ruling and let politicians appoint justices, something that would devastate Israel's democracy, says opponents. The 12 weeks of unprecedented mass unrest escalated on Sunday night after Netanyahu fired the defense minister, a move which saw the long simmering divisions in Israeli society erupt even further, including outside Netanyahu's own residence. Protesters are largely divided into 2 groups, those who want a more secular and pluralist state and those who want a more religious and nationalist country. Also sparking serious concerns are the growing number of army reservists vowing to strike if the reforms go ahead, with military leaders warning their operational readiness could seriously be impacted.
Now, the Biden administration is welcoming this pause in the judicial overhaul, but senior figures within the Netanyahu government are vowing it will pass. Nora.
Imtiaz Taib, thank you. Well, tonight, the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump met again today. This afternoon's star witness was the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker. It's all related to the hush money payments made to former porn star Stormy Daniels. CBS's Robert Costa is outside the courthouse in New York City.
Sources close to the investigation tell CBS News that David Pecker's appearance today is a sign District Attorney Alvin Bragg might be finalizing a case against former President Donald Trump. In 2016, it was Pecker who encouraged efforts by then-candidate Trump and Michael Cohen to prevent damaging stories about Trump from being published. Pecker's top editor at the National Enquirer deliberated with Cohen about making payments to Stormy Daniels to keep her alleged encounter with Trump out of the headlines. Soon after, Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 in hush money, later reimbursed by Trump.
Pecker has already testified, so that means that his return trip is really just to underscore a point he's already made. And unless there's another Pecker in the wings, that means that what happens now is that the DA or the assistant DA asks for a vote on the indictment.
Security has been increased outside and inside Manhattan Criminal Court following a death threat delivered to Bragg last week and at least 2 bomb threats.
When they go after me, they're going after you.
Trump continued his attacks on Bragg and the investigation at a campaign rally in Waco, Texas, Saturday.
Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before in our country.
On Sunday, over 150 former federal prosecutors signed a letter condemning Trump's rhetoric, saying they denounce efforts to intimidate the Manhattan district attorney. But such calls haven't stopped Trump's allies in Congress, who have been demanding information related to Bragg's probe.
This is about politics. This is a presidential candidate. When you look at what we believe the role of the Manhattan DA should be, is to fight crime.
A Trump lawyer tells CBS News that the district attorney has not reached out, a possible indication that no indictment was made today and that the investigation carries on. Nora.
Robert Costa with all that new reporting. Thank you. Tonight, residents of a major American city are concerned about clean drinking water. Philadelphia's mayor tonight is reassuring citizens that their tap water is safe to drink. This happened after a massive chemical spill threatened the city's water supply over the weekend. The Philadelphia Water Department said there is no sign of any contamination, and they promised to monitor the situation and notify the public if anything changes. Today, Pennsylvania's governor ordered flags to be flown at half staff in honor of seven people who were killed in Friday's explosion and fire at a candy factory in West Reading. Investigators are on the scene at the R.M. Palmer Company to determine the cause of the explosion. At least 10 people were treated and released at the local hospital, while two others were admitted for their injuries. Tonight, attorneys for actor Jonathan Majors say their client is completely innocent of allegations of domestic violence after he was arrested and charged with several counts of assault and harassment in New York. With more, here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
It was like brothers.
Jonathan Majors is one of Hollywood's rising stars, currently appearing in two popular films, Creed 3.
You may not want her to watch this.
And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. But off-screen, the actor was arrested Saturday for an alleged domestic incident and charged with multiple counts of assault and aggravated harassment. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office claims that Majors struck, shoved, and kicked a woman, causing her physical injury. His attorney says they have evidence showing he is the victim. They point to video of the incident, as well as witness testimony and, quote, two written statements from the woman recanting the allegations, end quote, after what they describe as an emotional crisis.
If the defense is able to put evidence forward, which would lead prosecutors to believe there's no way we can prove these charges beyond a reasonable doubt, then the prosecutors have to drop. They have an ethical duty that they can't move forward.
And the Army made history.
In the meantime, the U.S. Army says it's pausing two new ads for its recruitment campaign that feature Majors.
None of the studios are saying that they're backing away from Jonathan at this point.
Variety senior editor Mark Malkin says Hollywood, on the other hand, is waiting for the legal process to play out.
Just days before the arrest, Searchlight Pictures announced that his new movie, Magazine Dreams, which premiered at Sundance to critical acclaim, is going to be released December 8th.
Now, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office tells CBS News this investigation is ongoing, but provided no additional comment. Major's next court appearance, Nora, is Monday, May 8th.
Carol Barnett, thank you. Overseas, Prince Harry, Elton John, and a number of other high-profile figures appeared in court today on the first day of a hearing against the publisher of the Daily Mail newspaper. The Duke of Sussex and others are suing several British tabloids over an alleged phone-tapping scandal and other breaches of privacy that go back to 1993. The tabloids are accused of hacking into voicemails, bugging homes, and hiring private investigators in pursuit of scoops for their newspapers. A driver survives a car wreck that looks like an action movie stunt. That story's next.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The driver of a Kia survived a terrifying crash that was caught on camera. On a Los Angeles freeway, a tire flew off a pickup truck last week, launching the Kia into the air and flipping it. The California Highway Patrol says the driver escaped without any serious injuries. There was a big change today in the banking industry. First Citizens Bank purchased much of Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed earlier this month and rattled banks around the world. SVB's 17 former branches reopened today as First Citizens Banks, with North Carolina-based First Citizens holding nearly $240 billion in SVB's deposits, loans, and assets. Actor Jeremy Renner gives fans an update on his recovery from a snowplow accident. That's next. Lawyers for Gwyneth Paltrow are now presenting their case in the Oscar winner's trial over a 2016 skiing accident. The retired optometrist suing Paltrow for $300,000 testified today that Paltrow sent him flying when she rammed into him on a beginner slope. Paltrow says it was the other way around. Her witnesses include a ski instructor who didn't see the crash, but says the optometrist says he was okay afterwards. Actor Jeremy Renner is making progress in his recovery from that terrible snowplow accident in January. The Avengers star posted a video of himself walking on an anti-gravity treadmill. Renner broke more than 30 bones in his body when he tried to stop his snowplow from hitting his nephew. The NFL executive who's breaking barriers, that story's next.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
During this Women's History Month, we've been taking a look at the pioneers of yesterday and today. Tonight, we head to the gridiron to meet an NFL executive making her own history as she tackles the male-dominated sport. Here's CBS's Dania Backus.
Being a Raider is about as cool as it can get.
Not just cool, trailblazing. Sandra Douglas Morgan is president of the Las Vegas Raiders, the first black woman to lead an NFL team. A job she's now held for 8 months.
Do you feel like you've had to prove yourself in a way that maybe your male counterparts haven't?
I felt like I had to prove myself to myself. I don't have to prove myself to others.
Douglas Morgan has long tackled barriers and broken through, becoming the first black city attorney in Nevada. And in the male-dominated casino industry, chairing the Gaming Control Board, another first. Doing it all got her there.
I think we know as moms, you know, you could pack a diaper bag, pack a lunch, have everything planned, and something is not going to go as planned. And I think those kind of skills definitely transfer into running a sports team or running an organization.
Douglas Morgan says she's proud to be a role model, but it's not enough.
Success for me would not be being the first black female president of an NFL team, and there not being any others for the next 10 to 15 years. It's really truly being able to open doors to allow other people to have the same opportunities and a seat at the table.
But you will soon have people that say it's because of you.
That would be a tremendous blessing.
Dania Backus, CBS News, Las Vegas.
We are cheering her on. Well, that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.